Good morning. It's Thursday, June 17th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather: expect to get wet. Rain chances 50%. Afternoon highs will be in the mid-80s. At night, it'll drop to the upper 70s. Let's get things started with COVID. During the worst days of the pandemic, the same virus that slammed South Florida hospitals with COVID patients largely spared children's hospitals. But as more and more adults have gotten vaccinated, the disease has shifted toward adolescents, and with it the attention of many public health experts. COVID hospitalization rates for those between 12 and 17 years old ticked back up in April after a dip in March. That's according to a recent study sampling 99 counties in 14 states by the CDC. In Miami-Dade and Broward counties, children's hospital leaders say that pediatric COVID has been relatively rare in their facilities. But they stress an urgent need for South Florida adolescents to get vaccinated. In food news, after 4 years and countless French delicacies, Côté Gourmet restaurant in Miami Shores has closed. Chef Amina Lee started her career on a yacht and cooked for the Prince of Monaco at the Monaco Grand Prix. She was quick to assure her customers that she hasn't gone far. She'll be cooking at the waterfront restaurant Great House at Quayside. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In book news, one of Miami's oldest library branches is expected to have a new home and a proposed affordable housing project. High school students successfully rallied to save their community hub from displacement. The library could have been evicted under a plan to build at least 150 affordable apartment units on the site at Northwest 17th Avenue and 35th Street. But the potential of losing the branch led to an outcry from the community. That prompted Miami City Commissioners to place a new condition on the redevelopment: the housing project must have a library on the first floor. In medical news, the new drug approved by federal officials to treat Alzheimer's disease has a Miami connection. A group of medical experts from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, including memory disorders specialist Dr. Bernard Baumel, were part of a consortium of worldwide clinical trials. Baumel says the clinical trial will continue to measure how people do and whether there will be any long-term effects from the drug. The Food and Drug Administration approved Aduhelm despite sharp criticism from the agency's own scientific advisors. They contend there isn't sufficient evidence that the drug works. And finally, loved Mama Elsa from The Real Housewives of Miami? Now you can own a piece of the always entertaining Bon Vivant from the Bravo reality show that ran from 2011 into 2013. Her daughter and co-star Marisol Patton is holding an auction of some of Elsa's most prized possessions. The auction is with Codner Auction Gallery and starts at 6 p.m. June 23rd. Among the myriad items are millions of dollars worth of jewelry, trinkets and art, some of which belong to Elsa's late husband. Key pieces include a 25-carat emerald ring, a Patek Philippe Nautilus watch, a coveted collection of nautical paintings, and a number of beloved rosaries and gems from the housewives' breakout star who fancied herself a psychic. The estate of Mama Elsa Patton auction can be accessed at codner.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.